In modern life, confidence is essential for success and happiness. Stoic philosophy offers timeless tools to overcome insecurity and build a solid foundation of confidence. Philosophers like Seneca, Epictetus, and Marcus Aurelius provide practical guidance for understanding and controlling emotions, focusing on what truly matters, and living a purposeful life. Lesson 1: Understand true self-confidence. True self-confidence is a powerful force, yet it's often misunderstood. Many people equate confidence with arrogance, thinking it comes from external achievements like wealth, status, or fame. But Stoic philosophy teaches us that real confidence doesn't come from outside validation, it's born from within. Imagine this: you're standing in the middle of a storm. The wind is howling, the rain is pouring down, and everything around you is in chaos. Yet, within you, there's a calm, unshakable center, a deep reservoir of strength and assurance that nothing can disturb. This is the essence of true self-confidence. According to the Stoics, confidence is not the absence of fear or doubt. Instead, it's the ability to face those fears with a calm and steady heart. It's about knowing who you are, embracing both your strengths and weaknesses, and finding peace in that self-awareness. When you truly understand and accept yourself, you become impervious to the opinions and judgments of others. You realize that no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. This kind of confidence is rooted in self-respect and integrity. It's not about showing off or seeking approval, it's about living in alignment with your values and trusting in your own path. The Stoic philosopher Epictetus once said, "No man is free who is not master of himself." True confidence comes from mastering yourself, your thoughts, your emotions, your actions, not from mastering others or external circumstances. Here's the challenge: look deep within and ask yourself, what makes me truly confident? Is it the applause of others, or is it the quiet, steadfast knowledge that you are living authentically? True confidence is like an inner compass, guiding you through life's storms with unwavering direction. It's not about being the best in the eyes of others. It's about becoming the best version of yourself. When you embrace this inner confidence, you become unstoppable. The storms of life may rage on, but with a strong heart and a calm soul, nothing can shake you. Are you ready to discover this power within yourself? Lesson 2: Know and live according to your personal beliefs. In a world that constantly pulls us in different directions, staying true to your personal beliefs is like having a lighthouse in the middle of a storm. It's your guiding light, helping you navigate through the fog of opinions, societal pressures, and the chaos of everyday life. Picture this: you're in the middle of a vast ocean, surrounded by towering waves and thunderous skies. The ship you're on is being tossed around, and it's easy to feel lost, overwhelmed, even terrified. But in the distance, there's a lighthouse, strong, steady, and unwavering. No matter how wild the storm, that lighthouse doesn't move. It's there to guide you safely back to shore. This lighthouse represents your personal beliefs, those deep-seated values that define who you are and what you stand for. The Stoics teach that understanding and living according to your personal beliefs is essential for a meaningful and confident life. When you know what you believe in, you're not easily swayed by the changing tides of public opinion or the pressures of those around you. You have a clear sense of direction, and you act with purpose and conviction. Imagine David, an office worker who values honesty above all else. One day, he discovers a colleague has falsified reports to gain a promotion. David knows that reporting this could cause friction at work, perhaps even make him a target for resentment. But he also knows that staying silent would betray his core belief in honesty. Despite the potential fallout, David decides to report the issue. In the end, his integrity earns him the respect of his peers and the trust of his superiors. This story shows that living according to your personal beliefs might not always be easy, but it's a path that leads to true respect and inner peace. Living by your beliefs requires constant self-examination and the courage to stand firm, even when the world around you tries to sway you. Think of it like anchoring yourself in a truth that's bigger than the moment, a truth that endures through all the ups and downs of life. When you do this, you build a life that's not just successful by external standards, but deeply fulfilling. So ask yourself, what are your core beliefs? What values do you hold so dear that you would defend them, no matter the cost? Knowing and living by these beliefs doesn't just give you confidence, it gives you a sense of purpose and a clear path forward, even in the most challenging times. Are you ready to stand firm in the face of life's storms, guided by the light of your personal beliefs? This is where true strength and confidence are born. Lesson 3. Focus on what matters. In the whirlwind of modern life, it's easy to get caught up in the noise, endless to-do lists, social media distractions, the pressure to keep up with everyone else. But amidst all this chaos, there's a critical truth that Stoic philosophy reminds us of. To live a meaningful life, you must focus on what truly matters. Imagine standing at the edge of a forest, surrounded by countless trees. Some are tall and imposing, others are small and unremarkable. It's easy to get lost, overwhelmed by the sheer number of paths before you. But somewhere in that forest, there's a single path that leads to a hidden, tranquil clearing, a place of peace, purpose, and fulfillment. To find it, you must ignore the distractions and focus only on the path that truly matters. This path represents your core values and goals. According to the Stoics, one of the most important keys to a fulfilling life is learning to distinguish between what is essential and what is not. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor, once said, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." This teaching encourages us to focus on what we can control, our thoughts, actions, and responses, rather than being consumed by external circumstances we cannot change. Consider the story of Steve Jobs when he returned to Apple in the 1990s. The company was on the brink of collapse, burdened with too many products and no clear direction. Jobs didn't try to fix everything at once. Instead, he focused on a few key products, the iMac, iPod, and later the iPhone. By zeroing in on what mattered most, he transformed Apple into one of the most successful companies in the world. His focus was like a laser, cutting through the noise and distractions to create something revolutionary. The lesson here is clear: to achieve true peace, success, and fulfillment, you must learn to eliminate distractions and focus your energy on the things that truly matter. It's about saying no to the unnecessary so you can say yes to what's most important. Ask yourself, what are the distractions in your life that are pulling you away from your true purpose? What are the core values, goals, and relationships that deserve your full attention? When you identify and focus on these, you'll find that your life becomes simpler, more purposeful, and profoundly satisfying. Are you ready to sharpen your focus and walk the path that leads to true fulfillment? By concentrating on what truly matters, you'll discover a life of clarity, purpose, and deep meaning. Lesson 4. Practice self-reflection. In the fast-paced world we live in, we often rush from one task to the next, rarely stopping to ask ourselves, "Who am I really? What do I truly want out of life?" Self-reflection, a cornerstone of Stoic philosophy, invites us to pause and look inward, offering a powerful tool to understand ourselves and find inner peace. Imagine your mind as a vast, mysterious ocean. On the surface, it's often turbulent, whipped up by the winds of daily stress and distractions. But beneath the surface lies a deep, calm, and unchanging space, your true self. Self-reflection is the practice of diving beneath those choppy waters to explore the depths of your inner world, uncovering truths that can guide you toward a more meaningful life. For the Stoics, self-reflection wasn't just a luxury, it was a necessity. Marcus Aurelius, the philosopher emperor, would spend time each night reflecting on his actions, thoughts, and emotions. This daily practice allowed him to align his life with his core values, correcting course where necessary and cultivating a sense of inner calm and resilience. By looking inward, he could better understand his desires, fears, and motivations, and in doing so, navigate life with greater clarity and purpose. But self-reflection is more than just thinking about your day. It's about asking the deeper questions. Why did I react that way? What truly drives my decisions? Am I living in alignment with my values and goals? It's about facing your fears, doubts, and flaws with honesty and courage, understanding that these reflections are the stepping stones to growth. Consider the life of Nelson Mandela, who spent 27 years in prison under harsh conditions. During this time, Mandela didn't allow his circumstances to embitter him. Instead, he used the solitude to reflect deeply on his life, his beliefs, and his goals. Through this introspection, he emerged not only unbroken but stronger and more determined, ready to lead his nation with wisdom and compassion. His self-reflection became the bedrock of his resilience and leadership. In today's world, where we're constantly bombarded by information and distractions, taking time for self-reflection is more important than ever. It's a moment to disconnect from the external noise and reconnect with your inner self, to evaluate your life's direction and make necessary adjustments. Ask yourself, when was the last time you truly paused to reflect on your life? Are you living in alignment with your deepest values and goals, or are you merely drifting along the surface? By committing to regular self-reflection, you can gain profound insights into your true self, allowing you to live with greater intention, purpose, and peace. So, are you ready to take the plunge into the depths of your inner world? Embrace the power of self-reflection, and you'll find that within you lies the wisdom to navigate life's challenges and the clarity to pursue your true path. Lesson 5. Build your resilience. Life is unpredictable. We all face moments of hardship, unexpected challenges, and setbacks that can leave us feeling defeated. But what if, instead of being crushed by these obstacles, you could use them as stepping stones to become stronger and more resilient? That's the essence of resilience, a key lesson in Stoic philosophy that can transform the way you live. Resilience isn't just about bouncing back, it's about bouncing forward. It's about learning from your struggles and emerging from them stronger, wiser, and more determined than before. The Stoics believe that adversity is not something to be feared but embraced, for it is in the face of difficulty that our true strength is revealed. Epictetus, one of the most influential Stoic philosophers, put it best. The greater the difficulty, the more glory in surmounting it. He understood that life's challenges are not obstacles in our path, but the very path itself. They are opportunities for growth, tests of our character, and the means by which we build the inner fortitude necessary to thrive. Imagine yourself as a skilled sailor navigating through a stormy sea. A calm sea never made a skilled sailor. It's the storms, the fierce winds, and the towering waves that hone your skills and make you a master of the craft. Similarly, resilience is built not in the absence of hardship but in the heart of it. Every challenge you face is an opportunity to sharpen your resolve, to prove to yourself that you can withstand the tempests of life. Consider the story of J.K. Rowling, the author of the Harry Potter series. Before she became one of the most successful authors in the world, Rowling faced years of rejection and lived in poverty. She was a single mother, struggling to make ends meet, with publishers repeatedly turning down her manuscript. But instead of giving up, she persevered. Rowling once said, "Rock bottom became the solid foundation on which I rebuilt my life." Her resilience in the face of overwhelming adversity led her to create a literary empire that has touched millions of lives. Resilience, like a muscle, is strengthened through use. Every time you face a challenge and choose to keep going, you're building that muscle. The next time you're knocked down, you'll find it easier to get back up, and not just to your feet, but to a higher level of strength and understanding than before. The Stoics remind us that true resilience is not just about enduring hardship, but also about transforming it into a source of power. It's about seeing each difficulty as a chance to grow, to refine your character, and to prove to yourself that you are capable of overcoming anything. Ask yourself, how do you respond to life's challenges? Do you let them break you, or do you use them to build yourself up? Embrace the Stoic mindset, and see each setback as a setup for a comeback. By cultivating resilience, You're not just surviving life's trials, you're thriving in spite of them. So, the next time life throws a storm your way, remember this: you are the sailor, and the storm is your teacher. Embrace the challenge, build your resilience, and discover the unshakable strength within you. Lesson 6. Embrace learning and curiosity. In the vast landscape of human potential, there's one quality that fuels growth, innovation, and the pursuit of greatness: curiosity. It's the spark that ignites our desire to explore, to understand, and to evolve. Stoic philosophy places immense value on this thirst for knowledge, recognizing that continuous learning is the cornerstone of a fulfilling and meaningful life. Imagine a world where you stop asking questions, where you accept everything at face value, and where your mind is no longer challenged to grow. It's a world where progress halts, creativity dims, and your potential remains unfulfilled. Now, contrast that with a world where every day is an opportunity to learn something new, where curiosity drives you to uncover hidden truths, and where your mind is constantly expanding. The difference is not just in the experience of life, it's in the very essence of who you become. Seneca, one of the great Stoic philosophers, once said, "It is not because things are difficult that we do not dare, it is because we do not dare that they are difficult." This powerful insight reveals a profound truth: our limitations are often self-imposed. We fear the unknown, we hesitate to ask questions, and we shy away from challenges because we believe they are beyond our reach. But when we dare to be curious, to seek out knowledge, and to embrace the unknown, we find that the world opens up to us in ways we never imagined. Curiosity is the engine of growth. It's what drives scientists to explore the mysteries of the universe, artists to push the boundaries of creativity, and entrepreneurs to innovate and change the world. Think of Thomas Edison, whose relentless curiosity led to the invention of the light bulb, or Elon Musk, whose insatiable desire to learn propelled him to revolutionize industries from electric cars to space travel. These individuals didn't just accept the world as it was, they questioned it, challenged it, and ultimately changed it. But embracing learning and curiosity isn't just about achieving great things, it's about living a richer, more vibrant life. When you cultivate a curious mind, you're constantly opening yourself up to new experiences, new ideas, and new perspectives. You become a lifelong student of the world, always eager to learn, to grow, and to discover the beauty in the unknown. The Stoics believe that true wisdom comes from understanding that there is always more to learn. No matter how much you know, there is always something you don't. This humility is the foundation of a curious mind. It's the recognition that knowledge is infinite and that every question you ask, every book you read, every new experience you seek out, brings you closer to understanding the deeper truths of life. Curiosity is not just a trait, it's a mindset. It's about approaching life with a sense of wonder, with the belief that there is always something new to discover, and with the courage to explore the unknown. When you embrace curiosity, you unlock the door to endless possibilities. So ask yourself, when was the last time you let your curiosity lead the way? Have you allowed yourself to explore new ideas, to learn something completely outside your comfort zone, or to ask the questions that truly intrigue you? Embrace the Stoic lesson of learning and curiosity, and you'll find that the world is far more fascinating, and your potential far greater than you ever imagined. Let your curiosity be your compass, guiding you through the vast and uncharted territories of knowledge and experience. With every question you ask, with every new thing you learn, you're not just expanding your mind, you're expanding your life. Lesson 7. Practice mindfulness and presence. In a world that never stops moving, where distractions are endless and time seems to slip through our fingers, there lies a profound power in simply being present. Stoic philosophy, with its timeless wisdom, urges us to reclaim our attention, to anchor ourselves in the here and now, and to truly experience the richness of life as it unfolds. Have you ever noticed how much of your day is spent dwelling on the past or worrying about the future? How often do you find yourself physically in one place, but mentally elsewhere, lost in a maze of thoughts and anxieties. This fragmentation of attention robs us of the beauty and clarity that comes with mindfulness, the art of being fully present. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor and philosopher, wrote in his Meditations, "Do not act as if you were going to live 10,000 years. Death hangs over you. While you live, while it is in your power, be good." This isn't a call to live in fear, but rather a reminder of the fleeting nature of life and the importance of seizing each moment. To be mindful is to live with intention, to engage with the world and with others fully, and to appreciate the present without being weighed down by the past or the future. Mindfulness is more than just a practice, it's a way of life. It's about cultivating an awareness that cuts through the noise and distractions of modern life, allowing you to connect deeply with your surroundings, your thoughts, and your emotions. When you are mindful, you are in tune with the subtle details, the sound of the wind, the rhythm of your breath, the expressions on a loved one's face. These details, often overlooked, are where the essence of life resides. Consider the teachings of Zen master Thich Nhat Hanh, who famously said, "The miracle is not to walk on water or in the air, but to walk on the earth." He taught that mindfulness isn't about achieving some extraordinary state of being, but rather about finding the extraordinary in the ordinary. It's about savoring the taste of your morning coffee, feeling the warmth of the sun on your skin, and listening intently to the words of a friend. When you practice mindfulness, you transform routine moments into meaningful experiences. But why is mindfulness so crucial in today's world? Because we live in a time where our attention is constantly under siege by smartphones, social media, and the relentless demands of work and life. It's easy to become disconnected, to feel like life is passing you by in a blur of busyness. Mindfulness offers a remedy to this modern malaise. It teaches us to slow down, to breathe, and to be present in the moment. It's in these moments of presence that we find clarity, peace, and a deeper connection to ourselves and the world around us. Mindfulness isn't about escaping reality. It's about embracing it fully. It's about acknowledging your thoughts and feelings without getting lost in them, and returning your focus to what's happening right now. When you practice mindfulness, you cultivate a sense of calm and balance that allows you to navigate life's challenges with greater ease. So, how can you bring more mindfulness into your life? Start by setting aside a few moments each day to simply be still. Focus on your breath, notice the sensations in your body, and gently bring your attention back whenever it wanders. Over time, you'll find that this practice of presence begins to permeate other areas of your life, helping you to stay grounded amidst the chaos. Ask yourself, when was the last time you truly lived in the moment? When did you last fully engage with the world around you, free from distractions and worries? The Stoics knew that the present moment is all we ever really have, and that by embracing it, we can live with greater purpose and joy. By practicing mindfulness, you're not just improving your mental well-being, you're transforming your entire experience of life. You're learning to live with greater awareness, to appreciate the simple pleasures, and to connect more deeply with the people and the world around you. In this fast-paced world, mindfulness is the key to slowing down, to finding peace, and to truly living. Lesson 8: Clear Vision. Imagine sailing a ship through tumultuous seas, with waves crashing and winds howling. Without a clear destination, every gust and swell becomes a source of confusion and uncertainty. Now, picture a ship with a lighthouse guiding it through the storm, its beam cutting through the darkness, showing the way forward with unwavering clarity. This is what having a clear vision does for your life. Stoic philosophy teaches us that having a clear vision isn't just a luxury, but a necessity for a meaningful and fulfilling life. It's about knowing exactly where you want to go and navigating through the challenges with a purposeful direction. Without this clarity, life's storms can easily sweep us off course, leaving us adrift and aimless. Seneca, a profound Stoic thinker, said, "If a man knows not to which port he sails, no wind is favorable." This ancient wisdom underscores the power of direction. If you don't have a clear vision for your life, no amount of effort or external success will bring you satisfaction. You'll find yourself making decisions based on whims and impulses, rather than a coherent sense of purpose. A clear vision acts like a compass. It provides direction and meaning, ensuring that every step you take aligns with your long-term goals and values. Imagine Elon Musk in the early days of SpaceX. Despite the overwhelming odds and numerous setbacks, Musk's clear vision of making space travel affordable and eventually colonizing Mars kept him focused and resilient. His vision wasn't just a dream. It was a guiding star that shaped every decision and action, transforming the impossible into reality. Jesus also offered profound insights into the importance of vision. He said, "The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light." This metaphor highlights that clarity of vision illuminates our path, guiding our actions and decisions with wisdom and purpose. When your vision is clear and true, it fills your life with purpose and direction, helping you navigate through life's challenges with confidence. So, how do you cultivate a clear vision for your life? It starts with deep reflection on your core values and long-term aspirations. Ask yourself what truly matters to you, what goals resonate with your deepest desires, and how you can align your daily actions with these goals. It's about crafting a vision that is not just aspirational but actionable, one that inspires you to take consistent, purposeful steps towards your goals. Consider the lives of individuals who have achieved remarkable success. They often share a common thread, a clear and compelling vision. This vision gave them the courage to face obstacles, the focus to pursue their goals relentlessly, and the clarity to make decisions that aligned with their overarching purpose. In the chaos of modern life, it's easy to get lost in the noise and lose sight of what truly matters. Having a clear vision acts as a beacon, helping you stay on course even when faced with uncertainty. It transforms challenges into opportunities for growth and keeps you motivated, even when the path is fraught with difficulties. Ask yourself, what is your vision for your life? Are you clear about your goals and values? How does this vision influence your daily choices and actions? The clearer your vision, the more effectively you can navigate life's complexities and stay true to your path. With a clear vision, you turn your life into a purposeful journey, transforming every challenge into a step towards your ultimate goal. It's not just about seeing where you want to go, but about letting that vision shape your path and illuminate your way forward. Embrace the power of clarity, and let your vision guide you to a life of meaning and fulfillment. Lesson 9: Positive Mindset. Picture this: you're climbing a mountain, each step demanding more effort and perseverance than the last. The path is steep, and the summit seems distant, but every time you look up, you see the peak bathed in sunlight, promising the rewards of your climb. This image encapsulates the essence of a positive mindset, seeing challenges as opportunities and letting optimism fuel your journey. In Stoic philosophy, a positive mindset isn't about ignoring difficulties but about transforming how you perceive and respond to them. It's about choosing to see the silver lining, even in the darkest clouds. Imagine being in a storm where the rain lashes down and the wind howls. A negative mindset might make you feel overwhelmed and defeated, while a positive mindset encourages you to see this storm as a chance to test your resilience and learn more about yourself. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor, famously stated, "The way we perceive and react to situations in life will determine the quality of our lives." This wisdom highlights that our reactions shape our experiences. By adopting a positive mindset, you don't change the external circumstances, but you change how they impact you. You become like a sailor adjusting your sails to harness the wind rather than fighting it. Consider Helen Keller, who faced the overwhelming challenges of being both blind and deaf from a young age. Instead of succumbing to despair, Keller embraced a positive mindset that allowed her to overcome immense barriers. She became a renowned writer and advocate, demonstrating that optimism and hope can transform seemingly insurmountable obstacles into triumphs. Keller's attitude wasn't just about feeling good. It was about harnessing a powerful belief in herself and her potential. Jesus also taught about the power of positive thinking. He encouraged his followers to have faith and hope, even in adversity. His words, "Do not be afraid, just believe," illustrate the strength that comes from maintaining a hopeful outlook. This mindset isn't about denying difficulties, but about facing them with unwavering faith in a better outcome. So, how can you cultivate a positive mindset? Start by reframing your challenges as opportunities for growth. When faced with setbacks, ask yourself, "What can I learn from this? How can this make me stronger?" This shift in perspective transforms obstacles into stepping stones. Surround yourself with positivity by engaging with uplifting content, nurturing supportive relationships, and celebrating your achievements, no matter how small. Visualize your journey as a series of hurdles rather than barriers. Each challenge is a chance to build resilience and uncover new strengths. By focusing on what you can control, your thoughts and reactions, you empower yourself to face life's trials with grace and optimism. A positive mindset isn't about pretending that everything is perfect. It's about acknowledging difficulties, maintaining hope, and believing in your ability to overcome them. This mindset will not only enhance your resilience, but will also attract positivity and opportunities into your life. Ask yourself, how do you react to challenges? Are you quick to see the negative side, or do you seek out the potential for growth and improvement? Cultivating a positive mindset is like setting a compass that consistently points towards hope and possibility, guiding you through the storms of life with a sense of purpose and optimism. With a positive mindset, every challenge becomes a part of your adventure rather than an obstacle. Embrace the power of optimism, and let it illuminate your path to success and fulfillment. Lesson 10, Leadership Skills. Imagine this, you're at the helm of a grand ship, navigating through a tumultuous sea. The winds are unpredictable, the waves are towering, and the crew looks to you for guidance. True leadership isn't about commanding from a distance, but about steering the ship with wisdom, compassion, and a steady hand. This is the essence of leadership skills in Stoic philosophy. In Stoicism, leadership isn't about exerting power or seeking personal glory. Instead, it's about guiding and inspiring others with integrity and empathy. Think of a leader not as a ruler but as a lighthouse, steadfast, guiding ships through the darkness with a steady beam of light. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor, epitomized this kind of leadership. Despite his immense power, he was known for his humility and commitment to the well-being of his people. His leadership was grounded in the understanding that every decision he made affected countless lives. He led not through dominance but through wisdom and a deep sense of responsibility. Jesus also set a profound example of leadership through service. He taught that whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. His life was a testament to leading by example, serving others, showing compassion, and teaching through action rather than decree. Jesus' leadership was about lifting others up, demonstrating that true greatness comes from humility and selflessness. Now, picture Nelson Mandela, a modern-day symbol of transformative leadership. During his 27 years of imprisonment, Mandela's leadership was not just about resisting oppression, but about envisioning a future of unity and reconciliation. His ability to inspire others, even from behind bars, and his commitment to forgiveness and equality highlight the core of Stoic leadership, guiding with wisdom and serving with a deep sense of purpose. So, what does it take to develop these exemplary leadership skills? Begin by understanding that leadership is more than a position, it's a responsibility. Cultivate qualities like empathy, patience, and integrity. Your leadership should inspire others not through fear but through respect and trust. Reflect on your own actions and decisions. Are they motivated by self-interest or by a genuine desire to contribute to the greater good? True leadership involves making choices that benefit others and guiding with a clear moral compass. It's about creating an environment where people feel valued and empowered to grow. Consider how you handle conflicts and challenges. Do you approach them with a calm and measured response, or do you react impulsively? Effective leaders handle challenges with composure and seek solutions that align with their values and the well-being of their team. Ask yourself, how can you lead with greater wisdom and compassion? What steps can you take to serve others better and foster a positive, empowering environment? Leadership isn't a destination but a continuous journey of growth and service. In essence, developing leadership skills according to Stoic philosophy means embodying the qualities of wisdom, compassion, and integrity. It's about guiding others with a clear vision and a commitment to their well-being, much like a skilled captain navigating a ship through stormy seas. Lead with a heart full of empathy and a mind guided by principles, and you'll inspire others to follow and thrive. Embrace the challenge of leadership with the conviction that your actions can make a meaningful impact. Let your journey be defined by how you uplift and guide others, turning every challenge into an opportunity for growth and positive change. The journey to boosting confidence and overcoming insecurity through Stoic philosophy is about deep self-exploration and growth. Each lesson provides tools to build confidence, live true to your values, and face life's challenges with resilience and optimism. By following these principles, you can transform your life, live with purpose, and discover your true potential.